and you're listening to the Texas Standard. In February, a video was released on the website Voice of Jihad. In case you missed it, it was a piece of propaganda created by the Taliban that displays an overnight raid against Afghan security forces in Kandahar. Let's play a clip. Now, on the surface, nothing too out of the ordinary for Taliban videos, at least, showing their military strength and that sort of thing. But there is one difference about this video that has the U.S. military gravely concerned. The images? Well, the images are in the green tint of night vision, and that points to a serious problem indeed. Kyle Remfer is an editor for Military Times. Kyle, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, someone I know who served in the military has talked a lot about, historically speaking, U.S. forces own the night, that their high tech gives them a strategic advantage that their adversaries don't have. So what does this video tell us?
Yeah, so this kind of video shows that there's an increasing proliferation of night vision equipment and the optical devices that kind of are associated with it that use the infrared light spectrum. And one of the people I interviewed for this piece was Stephen Bucci. He's a retired Army Special Forces colonel and was on the staff of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And yeah, he made that same point that the Army prefers to have an excessive advantage against enemy forces. And when the enemy also has NVG equipment, it kind of degrades that advantage.
I'm sorry, did you say NVG? Is that what you said?
Yeah, NVG, so night vision goggles. Other acronyms used are night vision devices, which is NVD, and then another one is NOD, which is night optical device.
All right, so let's say Taliban forces have gotten a hold of night vision goggles. I mean, other than obviously special effects for a video, does this give them a tactical advantage? And I guess I wonder, too, where are they getting them?
Yeah, I mean, so the big tactical advantage is even if only one member of the Taliban has it, they can see a U.S. team or even a partner force team moving from a long distance away. So, you know, the advantage of surprise is taken away right there. And then the other thing is a lot of U.S. forces and partner forces have infrared lights that they constantly use to either coordinate with aircraft above or coordinate with each other to decrease the risk of friendly fire. And yeah, so if you're using those infrared lights, then now the enemy can also see you using them and your tactical advantage is degraded. As far as where they're getting them, you know, there's three big possibilities. The main one and the kind of traditional one is that the Taliban are taking them as battlefield trophies off enemy combatants of them. So, you know, if they kill an American soldier or if they have killed an Afghan partner force soldier, then they can just pilfer that equipment. And then there's two other possibilities. One of them is kind of the black market, which is still kind of a traditional way for them to get the equipment. Taliban have been kind of flush with cash recently because the opium markets were booming in Afghanistan, and they taxed those opium production facilities. So with that excess cash, they could take that to the black market. And then the final one is kind of more speculative, and people I've spoken to don't have any definitive evidence. There's certainly nothing open source that highlights it, but there's always the possibility that, like, state actors, for instance, Russia, Iran, or North Korea could be supplying them through, like, secondary channels. And that's something that, you know, the U.S. forces or U.S. intelligence forces did in the 80s when the Soviets were fighting.
Right, right. So does this mean U.S. tactics are going to have to change? This has got to be an issue of concern for high-ranking military leaders in the States.
So, you know, one of the people I spoke with was Adam Ruth. He's a former Army Ranger, and he works for the Center of New American Security here in Washington, D.C., as a researcher now. But he was basically just saying that a lot of the immediate changes should be, like, at the tactical level. U.S. forces already exercise light discipline with when they don't have NVGs on. So, like, you're not turning on the light on your watch. You're not turning on a flashlight. And some of those light discipline practices may need to be used with infrared light, so you're not giving away your position. And then also just kind of being very careful about how you move. You know, if you're used to walking under NVGs at night, you may have gotten a little complacent with your movement. So it's going to have to be, you know, utilizing more cover and concealment and being more tactical. And then there's the big one as far as if they're able to pair the NVGs with other devices like surface-to-air missile technology, because that would increase the threat level for any aircraft that are flying in the area.
Absolutely. It's a really interesting story. Kyle Remfer is covering it. He is an editor at the Military Times. We'll have a link to the latest at texasstandard.org. Kyle, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.